Lift him up. April 29. Sitting at the feet of Jesus. One thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Our Savior appreciated a quiet home and interested listeners. He longed for human tenderness, courtesy, and affection. Those who received the heavenly instruction he was always ready to impart were greatly blessed. As the multitudes followed Christ through the open fields, he unfolded to them the beauties of the natural world. He sought to open the eyes of their understanding, that they might see how the hand of God upholds the world. But the multitudes were slow of hearing, and in the home at Bethany, Christ found rest from the weary conflict of public life. Here he opened to an appreciative audience the volume of Providence. In these private interviews, he unfolded to his hearers that which he did not attempt to tell to the mixed multitude. He needed not to speak to his friends in parables. As Christ gave his wonderful lessons, Mary sat at his feet, a reverent and devoted listener. On one occasion, Martha, perplexed with the care of preparing the meal, went to Christ, saying, "Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me." This was the time of Christ's first visit to Bethany. The Savior and his disciples had just made the toilsome journey on foot from Jericho. Martha was anxious to provide for their comfort, and in her anxiety she forgot the courtesy due to her guest. Jesus answered her with mild and patient words, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her." Mary was storing her mind with the precious words falling from the Savior's lips, words that were more precious to her than earth's most costly jewels. The one thing that Martha needed was a calm, devotional spirit, a deeper anxiety for knowledge concerning the future immortal life and the graces necessary for spiritual advancement. She needed less anxiety for the things which pass away, and more for those things which endure forever. Jesus would teach his children to seize every opportunity of gaining that knowledge which will make them wise unto salvation. The cause of Christ needs careful, energetic workers. There is a wide field for the Marthas, with their zeal in active religious work. But let them first sit with Mary at the feet of Jesus. Let diligence, promptness, and energy be sanctified by the grace of Christ. Then the life will be an unconquerable power for good.